Jairam, dear listeners, and welcome to Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories, a program where students of Bhagwan Baba's educational institutions recall their fondest memories of their life with sigh. Today, we bring you part 2 of a conversation with Mrs. Gayatri Gupta.
I entered Anantapur campus not to come out with a very good high marks or a gold medal. No, my aim was to make Swami happy, to make Swami happy. And there are so many incidents also which I succeeded in doing.
Please share some with our listeners.
I feel I was blessed even before I was born. That's what I should say. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because my father, who was obsessed with sons, he wanted my mother to beget a son.
And you're the third daughter and in a family of four girls.
Radhika, Neeraja, Gayatri and Srilata. So during her 9th month of pregnancy, my father took my mother to Swami. The moment Kuppam family comes, Swami would just rush out. He would run like a small child and he would peep out from the veranda. Oh, when did you come? Eppudu vachav? Bagunnava? Is the journey fine? Take rest, come back for darshan. That's what he would say. We could see that, like when you see a friend or your relation or your mother, when you go to your mother's house, how mother comes running towards you. Like that, Swami peeped out from the veranda, and when he saw my mother, who has come all the way from Salem during her 9th month, Swami said, "Enduku vachav?" First he asked, "Why did you come?" Swami, I want a son.
Wasn't it a bit too late? Just weeks before the delivery.
He's a man of miracles. Anything can be done. Mm-hmm. So the creation for him to change, it's a matter of seconds. He said, "No, go back. Ellipo." So he was almost chasing me. That's what I felt.
How did you know you felt that? You're not Abhimanyu who heard it in...
You know why this incident was told, narrated by my mother to me. I said, "Oh God, Swami has chased me before even I was born." But he was such a mother of mothers. He's such a lovable and adorable mother. He called me after 20 years. I will tell you that incident later. And then when Swami sent her, he gave her a fruit. He said, "After you go back to Salem, have that fruit without fail." It was just an orange. So mother thought it is just an orange. Let me just peel it fast and eat it. So once she peeled the skin of the orange, she ate. There was another fruit, a white fruit. Within that, there was a red fruit. And since Swami had told her not to waste a bit, she swallowed even the skin of the fruit. So it was taken by her completely. And then there I was born after the intake of that fruit.
And I think it's the citric acid in the fruit that made you so special. With a great sense of humor.
Anyway, so I told you, mother of mothers.
Truly.
Swami never hurts anybody. So Swami called me back after 20 years. Till then, those so many stories were related. I could see from my own eyes so many miracles taking place, so many anecdotes, leelas. Yet, that devotion to Swami wasn't there within me. So all of a sudden, it was my father, a man of principles, Padmanabhan. You should never say no to his command. Once he says, it is... Once the command comes, it is final. There's no word. He said, "Purchase a bucket, a mug, a baggage, your clothes, your suitcase, and go to Anantapur." I had not applied for the college. I had not written the entrance exam. How can he expect me to go? I said, "Fine. If you come back without a seat, there's no place in the house." This was the declaration that he gave me before I could leave my household. I came to Puttaparthi.
With your bucket and mug and suitcase?
Yes, yes, yes. I was there with my mother. Both of us were there. And we went to the university. And of course, our Sri V.K. Gokak was there. He said, extremely sorry. It's not possible at all. You may leave the campus immediately. You have not applied. You have not written an exam. And already college has started. It's almost 1 month since the college has started. How do you expect a seat? Of course. But sir, no, I don't know, sir. I want a seat. I will not leave. No.
Because you had nowhere else to go. You should have told him to talk all your dad.
All the institutions had closed the doors for me. I was so indisciplined. I had not applied to any college.
You finished your undergrads and you just decided to stay home.
Just, I thought, let me relax. I was so fond of my guitar. I was so, I imagined myself as Michael Jackson's sister and all. I used to imagine myself to such an extent and keep doing all these such things. I was an orator. I was good in mono act. I used to go for debates. Not my humble activities were never there in
like
the house.
Like studying and all.
So my father thought it's high time he converts me into a disciplinarian. So he thought Anantapur was the best. And then Swami called me from the crowd. He said, and he called our vice chancellor. He said, give this girl the seat. Swami, it's not possible. I'm telling you, you give the seat to this girl.
Wow, the chancellor spoke for you, huh? That's special.
Yes. And then my heart melted. I said, Swami, yes, you have given me so much. You have shared your love with me. And there you have understood my feelings. Yes, you are the right person. I will come to you. I will never leave you. I thought, I made up my mind. Once I enter the portals of your college, you see what I do. And then he called the principal. He said, you take this girl along with you in the van and then you can admit her in the college. And then I made my entry into the college and there my mischievous pranks
started. 2 years of happiness began.
But every prayer of mine was answered. I had very good batchmates, Department of Philosophy and English and Telugu. We were the first batch of MA in this Anantapur campus.
Of the Satya Sai Institute, after it became a deemed university.
And then we started. And there are innumerable incidents once again. And he is not only Mata, Pita, Guru, Daivam. It is much more, much more. Only after I became a student, I thought I should never leave him.
So although he sent you away when you were in your mother's womb to Salem, he called you back in 20 years and made up for all those years of absence.
Yes.
Would you like to share some instances from your days in college where you were able to connect with Swami? I recall when you were graduating, your group of five had an opportunity to interact with Bhagwan. He gave you a special interview.
Yes, yes, yes.
And there was a special campaign led by you to make an offering to Bhagwan and it sort of went bad. So tell us about that.
When Swami, it's almost years since Swami had not visited Anantapur. There was a big gap. So we all batchmates, we had very novel ideas. We always think of Swami, how to capture him in our hearts. So we decided on the 365 days, we started writing letter. Each one of us would take up the duty of writing a letter to Swami, inviting him. Swami, you please visit our campus. Please bless us. Swami, please to come. Of course, he came. He came to the Anantapur campus. And then suddenly there was a play which was enacted by me and my colleague. And it was a very touching saint story. And then when Swami was on the chair, in the last scene, we just stretch our hands and we call him, Swami, you are there to us and why don't you come? Swami immediately just climbed over to the dais. He stood. As the play was completing, he came up and we were standing on either side. And then my madam was trying to hold the camera and she kept on focusing it without even clicking. Then I just bent down. I said, Swami looked at me. Swami said, film unda? Is there a film in the camera? Finished. God's, Swami's grace, that photo never came up. So that was one. And then when he visited the college campus, I had a chance of addressing my colleague as a vegetable queen. And to tell you the truth, principal had not given me the permission to stand next to her. But I said, if the vegetable queen is totally covered and if she's standing, who will be there to explain about the vegetables? So I should stand there also beside her. Even without taking the permission of Principal Dr. Hemalatha Madam, I just stood, dressed myself as a chef with a huge sword in my hand. And then when I stood, Swami came along with our Vice Chancellor Gokak sir. When he stood there, he just looked at me. What? Vegetables? What vegetables? How did you do this? You are Kuppam family's, Sarlamma's daughter? I know her very well. Her mother used to do so many things and the daughter has taken up the same footsteps to do so many creative things. So he was so happy and admiring it and explaining to V.K. Gokak sir, who was so reluctant to give a seat to me. And now he also was impressed. And then the most important thing was our interview with Swami. Swami called all the PG students for the interview.
May 85,
when he called all of us. We all encircled Swami as usual. And I said, Swami, Chudandi Swami, see Swami, we are 5 students. Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema. And the last word I literally forgot. I said, Swami, wait, Swami. Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema. Swami, Dunna Pota. This is Ahimsa. Antak Telida. Then he just banged my head. Of course, we still remember. Swami, just like a lovely mother, mother of mothers. There also, we all 5 students, we made up our minds to do something for Swami. We had planned up to give a robe to Swami.
As a gift.
As a gift. As a very small token of love, but Swami wouldn't accept it. So before we could leave the interview room, we just placed that robe in one corner of the room and we came out. And when we were just all seated very nicely in a line, Swami came to us. Dunna Pota, why did you leave the robe there? Whoever has left, I'm going to fail them in the exams. So we all started shivering. Swami, suppose you fail us, how are we going to become MA graduates? So it was just a very sweet touch of humor. Wherever he says, however he says, he brings happiness to us. And not only that, Swami, after marriage also, I was given an interview. I was blessed with an interview where Swami created Mangalya for me and he created a watch for my husband and he himself fastened it to his hands. And then he gave me very good advice. You know, I belong to that naughty category. Probably to control me, he has told this. He said, see, as student, as Swami's student, I would like to tell this to you. There is a difference between a mother and mother-in-law. You have to take care of your mother-in-law because by law she is your mother. I said, yes, Swami, I will do. I will definitely take up. So these are the few things. Like when a daughter goes to her in-law's house, how her mother cajoles and wipes the tears and how she does. Same. Swami has taken up that role. Like a divine ma, she relates. He tells such good advices to the students.
So as a 5-year-old, you promise Baba you will walk in his footsteps. Now that you're a mother of 2 young ladies, one of them herself is a student of the Anantapur College that you attended several decades ago, how do you see yourself following in his footsteps in your personal life and in your working life?
Yes. I have 2 lovely daughters, Pujita and Roshni. And though Swami has christened so many members of my family, myself and my children were not blessed with the names told by Swami. That's okay. He has balanced it with so many other blessings. And then I feel being a student, you not only gain knowledge about Swami, but we always try to follow up all these principles into our lives. Mm-hmm. Simple. Do good, be good, see good. It's very simple. It sounds simple, but it is so difficult to follow. Always, whenever Swami looks at me, he says, be happy, be happy. Yes. To be happy is not, it's not an easy thing. You keep cribbing, you don't have this, you don't have that. No, not necessary. And to have a very peaceful atmosphere is also equally important. You know why? Once one of the devotees kept on asking Swami, Swami, I want peace, I want peace. Swami just looked at him and said, remove that I, you get the peace. So that ego, the ego within us can be totally removed from our hearts. And I think we can just lead a very happy, loving, a normal life. You can just take up service activities, how much ever you can. Now as I have made a group of ladies, we just go to the Cancer Institute, we take up all the orphanages, old age homes. Whatever from your capacity or what, how much ever you can do. And not only that, the most important thing I learned was to be humble. And the greatest gift which I received from Swami for all these years was Swami blessed me and I had the chance of doing the entire the flower decoration for his Swami's 85th birthday.
What a privilege. The mandir looked so beautiful every single day.
For 5 years, I trained myself. I went into the professional line. I did big fat weddings, but I was never happy and satisfied with all the flower backdrops wherever I did. I was totally happy and completely satisfied only after I finished my flower decor for his 85 year golden era celebrations. So this is the greatest gift which I have received from Swami. What more you need?
That's such a privilege. The beauty of the flowers actually added to the celebratory mood of the ashram during those days. And every day there was something we looked forward to because you were constantly changing and evolving the decor. That's really beautiful. Being a fourth generation Kuppam family person, descendant, why is Baba's presence so important to your life?
Because when God is amongst us, who will say no? First we came to Him, accepting Him as a family member. Then the higher levels, we could see the divinity in Him. Because there are so many incidents where Swami has helped. My aunt was saved from the cancer. My father who met with an accident and how the bus just... There are so many incidents.
As a family, I understand in recent times, your husband and you and your children had to make some tough choices and tough decisions. And at that time, it was Bhagwan that you had to depend on to guide you to the right decisions. Would you like to share that experience with our listeners?
Our Divine Mother not only helps us as long as we are student, not only guides us, but once we leave His holy institution... It so happened after 15 years of my marriage, I had to face a very critical situation where I was so perplexed. It was a very delicate situation also. I wanted to take up a very strong decision. So I just came to Swami. I said, Swami, if you're taking my letter, that reveals justice will win. So there was the family, the money, crores and crores of rupees was just increasing day by day. And the obsession with the money, when it started, there was no peace of mind in the house. So myself and my husband, we decided which to choose, the money or the peace. I came to Swami. Swami just showed me the best way. It was, Swami, should I stay or come out? Swami said, come out. I'm not regretting because I left those crores of monies and I came out. I came closer to Swami. I became more and more close to Swami, which is indeed a blessing, a gift to me. Swami keeps telling, money comes and goes, but morality comes and grows. So this is very true to be accepted. It's really a truth. Only when you experience it, you will know the value of it. He always says, money, you should never go behind money. Money should come behind you. So now we are in the safe hands of Swami, and Swami will definitely show justice to myself and my husband. I pray for it.
And we say amen to that. Are there any other thoughts you would like to share with our listeners? What is it about Swami that appeals so much to you about his sense of humor and his joyful spirit?
Let me tell you, Swami is indeed a walking encyclopedia. He is, in the simple words, his matching of words, he plays with words, his pun with the words, his symbolic meaning with the words, really attracts any normal, a common man. It's not necessary if you want to become a devotee, you have to have high levels of knowledge, you have to be educated. No, not at all. Swami, how well he plays meticulously with the words. Like for example, he says, television is television. Correct. The younger generation, they get glued to the screens, of course. Television is television.
Visham meaning poison.
Visham is poison. It will definitely poison our minds. You keep on taking rest, it will end up in rust. Rust is, of course, it's of no use. And then, divine, the value of divine has gone towards deep wine. That, of course, all these must be so many of the devotees would have come across, but these are the simple things which has entered my simple heart. And to many devotees, he points out and he says, you have cancer. I will cancel it. This happened in the life of my aunt, Prema. Swami canceled her cancer. And then how, I will tell you one small incident where he literally played with the words in the interview room. When Swami names a child, he christens the child. Amma used to have a pair of scissors, and when we give the scissors to Swami, Swami will just cut a little lock of hair. That is the general custom which is followed. And you have a golden ring, you give it to Swami. Swami would dip it in honey and write on the tongue. Not for all children. My second sister Neeraja got this blessing. Mm-hmm. I heard from one of my aunts, when Swami was using that small scissors and cutting that lock of hair of that baby, another foreigner who was just sitting there, he just bent down his head, Swami, why don't you cut my hair also? Swami immediately answered him. Swami said, I am Baba, not a barber. It's quick, which Swami's got that presence of mind. He's so fast in even that expression of humor also. It's not possible by all, only by the divine it can happen.
Your final reflection on your relationship with Bhagwan Baba?
There was another blessing which I got from Swami. In the year 2000, I was given a chance to deliver a speech in the divine presence. There also, I introduced one or two witty instances which made everybody laugh. I still remember those concluding lines which I presented it in front of Swami. I would like to repeat it. After explaining as a student how the hostel was like a gurukul, where we rolled the chapatis and how we used to do vegetable cutting, which later in life we had applied it into our kitchens, and how what a good name we got from all the members of the family. All this and all was told, and how Darshan was a heaven, abode of heaven, where we have solace, serenity, and so, and all these things. After explaining all these things, and I concluded in this way, like, Swami, after much concentration, consideration, consolidation and confrontation, I have come to this conclusion that this holy institution has not only given us education, but also has given us a transformation and led us to the path of perfection. We are waiting only for your compassion, compassion, compassion. Swami, if not in this materialistic world, we will end up only in tension, tension, tension. So these were the lines that I presented it in front of Swami. After the speech was over, Swami got up, and before leaving the Kulwant Hall, he walked up towards me and he just told me one loving sentence, Chala Bhaga Matladavu. So this was the thing which I was waiting to receive from Swami, for which I always pray and pray and pray.
And we agree with what Bhagwan said, Chala Bhaga Matladavu, meaning you spoke very well.
Yes.
So did you today. Gayatri, it's been such a pleasure having you share your thoughts with our listeners, especially so because you brought to life for us some good old days of Bhagwan's youth. On behalf of our listeners and posterity, I thank you very much. Sai Ram.
Thank you to the entire group of Radio Sai for giving me this loving opportunity to present a few things in front of all. Thank you. Sai Ram.
You just heard part 2 of Mrs. Gayatri Gupta's conversation with Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi. It came to you as a part of our series, Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories, where Sai students recall their fondest memories of their life with Sai. Part 1 of this presentation was aired last week. In case you have missed it, you can listen to it by finding it under audio search at our website, www.radiosai.org. Meanwhile, we look forward to your feedback. Please do email us at listener@radiosai.org. Thank you for tuning in, and Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.